Hi everyone, so today I'm going to talk about the 10 things that rich people know that you don't. Or at least it's 10 things that most people don't know. Maybe a lot of people know 5 of the points, 7 of the points, even 8 of the points, but very seldom have I met too many people who are aware of all 10 points. So let's get going. Now, number one is start early. Sounds obvious, but what most people don't realize is how key this is. That basically, if you start early, even $200 or $300 could easily make you, a millionaire, multi-millionaire in some cases. If you start with $500 or $600, like 19 or 20, a big part of Warren Buffett's success was starting when he was literally 11 or 12 years of age, and that's meant he's had 75 years of compounding. But I know many people in very average jobs who have got rich from compounding. Now, number two is following on from number one. You don't need a high income to get rich, and a lot of people who are wealthy don't have a high income, and many people who have a high income aren't wealthy. And that brings me to number three. The reason for that is essentially for people's spending habits, right? If you have a high income, but you have awful spending habits, you're never gonna get wealthy. Now, number four is to automate your savings. What do I mean by that? Automation is a key thing in the world today. However, a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of ways now you can just automate the process of saving and investing. But it doesn't have to be a complex process, just something simple, like making sure that you, a day after you're paid, you put in money to your investment account automatically by direct debit. Study after study has shown that's more likely to work more efficiently than just putting in lump sums, more from the point of view as it forces you to be quite disciplined. Now, the next one is avoiding debt. Not all debts, some types of company debts are fine in certain situations, but especially credit card debts, because at the end of the day, it's 16% to 18%. Even markets have only, in inverted commas, only produced about 10%. So really avoid those big credit card debts because they can be crippling. It's very easy to think, oh, it's only $5. I'm only going a little bit into my overdraft. But try to avoid those credit card debts. Also, another thing is to actually have financial goals. So a lot of studies have shown that wealthier people are more likely to have broader goals than just getting wealthy and linking their wealth to a specific goal. So, for example, I want to get wealthy because I want to be financially independent, or I want to get wealthy because I want to help, the world, give loads of money to charity, or I want to get wealthy because I want to help my kids, or I want to get wealthy because I saw my parents die of cancer and I live in a poor country, so I don't want to be in that situation. But you get the point. If you link wealth to a broader objective, not just wealth for wealth's sake, but a means to an end, that has been shown to increase the chance that you're going to succeed. And a lot of wealthy people that I know have done that very, very efficiently. Also, avoid temptation. A lot of people who have got wealthy understand the temptation, where it's too much drinking, too much smoking, can be very bad, because they all, or almost all of them, know somebody who was previously wealthy, but because of their bad spending habits or excessive consumption of alcohol or drugs or whatever it is, one thing leads to another, the bad habit gets worse. So people who are wealthy are very good at saying no, not just avoiding temptation, but saying no. As Warren Buffett and Steve Jobs says, one of the things that separate the wealthy from other people, or at least the sustainably wealthy, is the ability to say no. Having said that, though, even though spending habits are quite key, another point that distinguishes the sustainably wealthy from other people is they are willing to spend money to make money. So when it comes to kids' education, or when it comes to, it could be anything, even Facebook ads to promote their business, they are willing to spend money on something which has a positive return on investment. So in other words, they are frugal, but they're not cheap. They are, in certain situations, prepared to spend big if the return on investment is big enough. Having said that, though, this leads me on to the next point. They don't always think the future can be predicted very easily. So just because, they spend $10,000 on some kind of campaign for their business and that gives a good return on the investment, they didn't automatically think, right, let's invest $1 million, because they know that just because something happened in the future, it doesn't mean it will happen Sorry, just because something happened in the past doesn't mean it'll happen in the future. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of very wealthy people, they want to invest outside of their main business, because they understand that even if they've had a good 10 or 15, 20 years as an executive or their own business, it's good to diversify into financial assets and other assets, because you never know. They've seen people who have had previously successful businesses, but for one reason or another, have failed. For example, in 2014, I saw a lot of people in Thailand lose their business because of the political situation. Nobody could have predicted that. Nobody could have been blamed for that. And finally, markets don't care about fairness. Now, Cristiano Ronaldo, Beyonce, many other people are paid often more than $100 million if you include the base salary plus, you know, endorsements. There are many executives paid millions of dollars. Many nurses are only paid $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, wherever they are based in the world, depending on cost of living. That's not fair. I don't think anyone thinks that's fair. But markets do not care about fairness. And that's just one simple example, but it's also something in general. And people are what markets are. So deep down, people don't care about fairness.